The weekend is here. I'm Andrea Murray, and this is Northwest Previews. Today, a preview of a Friends of Chamber Music concert this Sunday afternoon. They welcome an ensemble called Invoke, founded in Austin, Texas, about 12 years ago. They're basically a string quartet made up of multi-instrumentalists. They play contemporary and traditional chamber music, but they're all composers as well, so their repertoire includes original works that blend traditional classical instruments with banjo, mandolin, fiddle, and even vocals. Sunday's show will include yet another element. They'll be performing with the Brazilian singer, pianist, and composer Clarissa Saad. I recently had a chance to ask Invoke's violinist and banjo player, Nick Montopoli, about the ensemble's origins.
When we started, we were essentially a new music quartet. So we were playing Jennifer Higdon, Philip Glass, very much inspired by the likes of the Kronos Quartet. But pretty quickly after that, we realized we had to scratch the itch of composer, performer, and multi-instrumentalist and all the other things that we had kind of grown up doing. So pretty quickly after starting, we added the banjo and the mandolin and started writing our own music and singing.
Most people would think that classical music lovers and folk and Americana lovers occupy totally different circles on a Venn diagram. Were you surprised when you started to realize that Invoke was attracting people from both worlds and even others?
We're surprised at how much carryover there is between the audiences. You know, we play for many kind of what you would consider traditional classical series, and we play at bluegrass festivals, and we play in dive bars and wherever we can. And we basically play the same music in all of those places, whether that's Beethoven for a classical audience or bluegrass for a classical audience or Beethoven for a bluegrass audience.
What was your first instrument?
My first instrument was violin. I started, you know, Suzuki Kid when I was 5. And the reason I play banjo really is my mom is an Irish banjo enthusiast and had one around the house.
So all 4 members of Invoke are composers. Do you all contribute original pieces? Do you work collectively? How does that work?
Very much the same way a band would write is how we write. Carl and I are kind of the principal, quote unquote, songwriter composers. But we all contribute, and we've written a number of pieces collaboratively. One of us might write a rough outline of a piece, and then it really gets worked out in the rehearsal and workshop process. We have an event in Austin that we call Under the Hood. Once a month, we play in a local brewery, and it's our workshop series, so we're doing stuff that's very fresh. You know, we're sight reading, or we're playing. Yeah, very much like a band would write is how we write as a group.
Nick, you'll be adding another element to your performance in Portland. You'll be joined by the Brazilian singer and pianist and composer, Clarissa Saad. How did that collaboration come about, and how has it affected programming for this tour?
So we met Clarissa originally at a music festival in Maine. We hit it off immediately. We have very similar approaches to music. You know, she's classically trained, but with deep interest in Brazilian traditional music and roots music. So we just feel like kind of kindred spirits. This is going to be really exciting. We're going to play some of her compositions and arrangements, some of ours, kind of do a little bit of a Nashville style song swap. And so it's going to be a fun night.
Nick Metropoli is violinist, banjo player, singer, and co-composer for the ensemble Invoke. He'll be performing with the Brazilian singer, songwriter, composer, and pianist Clarissa Saad that Sunday afternoon for Friends of Chamber Music. There's more information at focm.org or on the allclassical.org calendar. Elsewhere on the calendar, pianist Marc-André Amelin performs Rhapsody in Blue with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra. Storm Large joins the Oregon Symphony Orchestra for a performance of Kurt Weill's 7 Deadly Sins. On Monday, another Friends of Chamber Music concert, the Hermitage Piano Trio, performed 2 separate programs. Also on Tuesday, pianist John Kimura Parker gives a recital at Willamette University. Those are just a few concerts happening in our region. We broadcast Northwest Previews Friday mornings at 8. You can also hear it on the audio archive on our website. I'm Andrea Murray. I hope your weekend and your week sound great.